How big are those waves in Yakutat? Just ask a surfer.
Just awesome. That's beautiful.
Enthusiasts from around the world have traveled to Yakutat's remote beaches to catch a wave in wetsuits. Now the community, hundreds of miles away from the nearest grid, wants to make another use of that power.
If we're able to convert that energy that's pounding onto our shores and displace diesel, the state's going to save a lot of money.
Chris Rose is the founder and executive director of REAP, the Renewable Alaska Energy Project.
We're a place that makes sense to test this stuff because we have higher energy costs than a lot of other places.
The bottom line is we have to get away from diesel.
Skip Ryman is manager of the Yakutat Borough, about halfway between Juneau and Cordova. He says the municipal power plant sells electricity for about 57 cents a kilowatt hour. The state's power cost equalization program halves the residential price, but still,
people are finding that anywhere from 45 to 60% of their disposable income has been going for utilities and home heating. This in turn is hurting retailers. We've been losing families, losing kids in the school system, and essentially just sending the community into a bit of a death spiral.
Yakutat has been interested in wave energy for some time. A study completed about 4 years ago recommended a system installed near the shore rather than farther out into the ocean.
The device that we're working on is called a oscillating waves surge converter.
Cliff Gowdy is senior engineer for Massachusetts-based Resolute Marine Energy.
That's sort of a fancy word for a paddle that sits on the bottom, that's hinged at the bottom, the hinge being parallel to the shoreline. And so as the surge of the waves pass over the top, the paddle gets pushed towards the beach and then back and forth.
The company is working with federal, state, and local officials to research and fund the Yakutat project. It will use Resolute's surge wave energy converter, which uses hydraulic pumps to power a generator. The device has been tested off the North Carolina coast, but it doesn't have a track record. Neither does its competitors.
In terms of commercial arrays of wave energy devices, they currently don't exist anywhere in the world.
Oregon State University's Belinda Batten is director of the Northwest National Marine Renewable Energy Center. She says Scotland has taken the lead, testing a number of different devices and systems at a major research facility.
Until we really get the sort of small arrays of devices in and producing energy over some time where we learn operating and maintenance costs, reliability, sustainability, and those kinds of things, it'll be tough to call the winners.
Resolute Marine Energy was recently granted a preliminary permit allowing more research and planning, but it still must clear other regulatory hurdles. The company and its partners also need to address environmental impacts and conflicts with other users of the area. There's the surfers, of course. Borough Manager Ryman says that's not all.
It is an area used by trollers. You have whale migration offshore. There's some concern about the noise these might be making and how that might interfere with whale migrations.
An Oregon wave energy proposal has drawn opposition from crabbers and recreational boaters. Yakutat's project is being designed to meet the community's power needs for much of the year. Ryman says diesel generators would fill the gap when needed, especially when the local fish processor operates. Rose of the Renewable Alaska Energy Project says hybrid systems are common.
We now have 26 wind diesel hybrid projects out there that are using sophisticated control technologies to marry the wind and the diesel. Wave power is actually a lot more predictable than wind power.
Experts say wave patterns can be forecast a day or two in advance. Gowdy of Resolute Marine Energy says the project could have statewide implications.
If we can make this work in Yakutat, there will be other opportunities to do similar things in other locations around coastal Alaska.
Research and construction could take years, possibly a decade. In the short term, Yakutat is considering a biomass energy plant to fill the gap, but Ryman says that's expensive too. This is Ed Schoenfeld, reporting from Juneau.